The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A check of your harvest weather forecast. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Less wind and dry. That's all part of the harvest weather forecast presented by M&W Seeds and Greenstone Farm Credit Services. Greg Allen has more.
Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says the lake effect cloud cover will decrease, allowing for less wind and sunshine moving into the weekend.
As a matter of fact, high pressure builds in over northern parts of lower Michigan for Saturday. And under a high pressure dome like that, you usually do not see any winds. So the lack of winds should allow for more sunshine, which will allow us to start to bounce off some of those chills that we saw earlier this week. I am calling for a completely dry finish to the weekend. I think the lake effect precipitation reached its zenith Wednesday, Tuesday, even into early Thursday. And I think the rest of this period, we don't have much coming on precipitation.
According to Martin, next week is going to be dry with one exception, southwest of lower Michigan.
And I think we have to watch for a few hit and miss scattered showers there Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Otherwise, the rest of us should be precipitation free Monday through Thursday night, early Friday morning. Temperatures are going to yo-yo back and forth a little bit. We should be mild to start the week, maybe easing back with some northern flow trying to come back Wednesday, Thursday.
Martin believes we could see a front coming through that may haunt us for Halloween.
That front comes through, gives a chance for scattered showers, half an inch or less over about 75% to 80% of Michigan, but the upper level low that trails is going to take its own sweet time drifting through Michigan over the rest of the weekend, so that's going to be the first and the second. We are going to be seeing plenty of clouds, some gusty winds, but here's the thing, a dramatic push of cold air if you have not gotten a frost or freeze yet. Man, there's some of you that haven't. Hey, your time's coming. This upcoming weekend, Halloween night, to Saturday night, Sunday night, we've got frost and freezes easily everywhere. Behind it, though, we warm quickly for that first full week of November. I think we're well above normal on temperatures by Tuesday the 4th, Wednesday the 5th.
You can find Ryan Martin's full M&W Seeds harvest weather forecast at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Hi, I'm Jan Motes with M&W Seeds. As a farmer-owned company, all of us at M&W Seeds understand the importance of offering other Michigan producers very high-quality seed at the lowest cost possible. That's why M&W Seeds offers growers more than 30 corn hybrids and 8 soybean varieties. Our product line is selected for Michigan and grown in Michigan for Michigan growers. M&W Seed, where farming is an honor and passing on the knowledge is priceless. Check out our products at mwseeds.com.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Winds are starting to back off a little bit across the state of Michigan, and that is going to help in a lot of ways. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. With the winds dying back a little bit, we should see less lake effect cloud cover. That allows more sunshine through. With more sunshine getting through, we should be not as chilly as what we've been seeing over the past few days. High pressure builds in right over the top of us overnight tonight through tomorrow. That gives us beautiful sunshine, and again, that helps with our warming. Then once we see that high push off farther to the east on Sunday, that brings some south flow around the backside. So I guess basically what I'm saying here, a slow progression in temperatures higher over the next few days. We are going to be seeing the remains of a major weather system coming out of the central and southern plains, moving through the Tennessee Valley and Ohio Valley. That will bring clouds and moisture into areas to our south. I'm going to say mostly south of I-70. So while we're seeing that down there and maybe a few offshoot clouds up this direction, we stay dry, partly sunny at least, all the way from Monday through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We do see a reinforcing shot of cool air coming the latter part of that window, Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe even lingering into early Friday. So it's cool, and we see some northwest winds increasing our cloud cover off the lakes just a bit, but no significant precipitation threat. We follow that up with a dry weekend, and then we go into the week of the 3rd, and it's going to be above normal on temperatures through a large part of that week before cold Canadian air sags southward. Thursday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, very cold air taking control for a period of a few days. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Seed Genetics Direct is proud to announce their new 2026 seed guide is now available for viewing at seedgeneticsdirect.com. They've added 3 new powerful hybrids to their corn lineup, along with 7 new soybean releases, including one that shows natural resistance to white mold. There's lots to be excited about for the 2026 growing season. View the Seed Genetics Direct seed guide online and make your shopping list today. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Strong gains across the board for the grain markets Thursday. Here to explain is Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
Markets started a little higher, led by soybeans early in the session. And Carl, we have taken off since then to finish on a really positive note about dime gains in soybeans. That market continues to be the story. Possible trade deal with China next week. Maybe. And that seems to be what's leading the complex.
We got some meetings coming up with China, hopefully to get some business. Today, though, we did get there's some rumors circulating through the market that maybe we did sell some soybeans off the Pacific Northwest today. Doesn't necessarily mean they went to China, but that is a where China does typically want to buy their soybeans from. We are seeing basis values firm up here today, which would tell us that maybe there is some export demand going on, but all around the market's really benefiting from these demand stories. And we're starting to hear some later production numbers on soybeans as we get into the very tail end of that crop still in the field. Yield's not that great. A lot of two bean pods reported, and elevators from the western corn belts now starting to say they may not go full this year at the end of harvest. All these things starting to get the market shook up a little bit, flushing out some of these weak short positions.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. His website, consusag.net. That's consusag.net. Settlements from Thursday, December corn up 5 at 428. March corn 5.5 higher, 441.25. November soybeans climbing 10 cents at 10.44¾. January 12 higher, 10.62. And December wheat gaining 9.25 to 5.13. December live cattle rebounding and picking up $1.35 at 241.17. But December lean hogs down 62 cents at 81.77. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.